The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider, Sports Talk 1050, WTKA online at WTK.com, Sam Webb, Ira Weintraub on the other side, and joining us as he does every single Wednesday to go inside the huddle is our good friend Mike Spath. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Sam. I'm okay. Certainly all this national news is made for a difficult 24 hours. Trying to do what you can as a dad, trying to do what you can as a husband, trying to do what you can as a member of the community as best you can here. So I know we got a lot of things to talk about. I don't mean to be a downer, but it's
No, Mike. We started out the show. We started out the last 2 hours talking about it. I feel like while our function here, our job is to be a part of that diversion, that distraction from reality, mm-hmm. the respite from real life, right? I get that that's our role. There are sometimes in some issues where you shouldn't allow for the distraction. Like, we shouldn't be distracted from this. This should have our focus. I mean, you saw it with Steve Kerr last night, right? I mean, he said, we're going to go out here and play a basketball game, but that's not the most important thing right now, right? I think he was spot on with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that's the biggest challenge is, you know, we're going to wake up and we're all going to, you know, I got to cut the lawn today and I have to go to work today and I have to do all the things that I'm supposed to do. And there's going to be sports on. And, you know, I wake up every morning and I look at the Tigers, since they're the team active right now and there's always a game every single night. I always look at, you know, their website and look how they did, because usually their games end, or at least when they're in Minnesota, ends later than I go to bed. And, you know, see that they lose 2-0. And like, what's my frustration level? What's my frustration level when you have some perspective? And unfortunately, we get perspective in this country way too often, because every couple of weeks there's another shooting. And I tell you what, it really pisses me off as a dad. I mean, it really pisses me off that we can't come up with any type of, you know, any type of compromise, any type of, like, let's just have some measure of control whatsoever. And we don't need to be running around with assault rifles, and we don't need to be running around. We talk about mental illness all the time. Well, every single person that commits one of these crimes is mentally ill. But then if we talk about, like, putting more funding towards mentally ill, clinics, or everybody should have to go through, like, a mental, you know, once a year, every single person should have to, you know, meet with a psychiatrist or something like that. Oh, we can't infringe upon people's freedoms. So if it's a mental health issue, we don't want to address mental health in this country. I mean, it's just this cycle that keeps repeating itself. And frankly, I was telling Ira, because he said that Gracie was nervous about going to school today. And I told this to my wife, when we go in a public place, we're going to the zoo on Friday, my head, I will literally look around me all the time. I will look around me. And if I see anybody who I think is shifty, anybody who looks like they might be carrying body armor, any person might have a gun, I mean, I move my family away as fast as possible. I don't like to go to concerts anymore because I don't want to be in public places. I mean, and then people say, like, well, then you're letting the kill. I mean, screw that. Give me a break. Like, we should be able to go places in our country and be safe, and our kids should be able to go to school and be safe. And this utter garbage nonsense about protecting the right to have an assault rifle. Give me a break. It's stupidity.
Hey, look, well said. And I echoed that sentiment to Ira this morning. It took my boys to a couple of movies here in the last month and a half. And both times, I swear to you, I sat down with my boys in the theater and I'm checking for the exits. I'm checking for seats within mm-hmm. close proximity to the exit so we can get to them. Like, I mean, consciously did that. And I know, I mean, I'm clearly not the only one that does that kind of thing now, but mm-hmm. that's where we are. And is mm-hmm. that okay? Like, are you okay with that being the case? Are you okay with, hey, if I can't get to the door, where can I put my kid so I can shield them? You okay with feeling like that? Because that is indeed where we are. We are the only country with a problem like this, of this magnitude. Think about that. Think about how ridiculous that is. The compromises we're willing to make because we are letting the few lead the many. Something to think about, Mike. Well, and I'm not bashful about I should have when I came in here last week on the heels of the Buffalo mass shooting, thinking that I'm going to talk about this on the air, and I didn't, because we were supposed to be that respite. We're supposed to be that distraction. And I should have talked about it then, because that was more personal. We have family in Buffalo. We're wondering, hey, that's like the grocery store in Buffalo, like the only one.
Yeah.
And so we're supposed to be that distraction, but then it happens again. And see, this one, while we don't have family in Uvalde, this is one, to your point, that we can offer. If you have a kid, you're feeling that, or at least you should, right?
Well, and Sam, I mean, yeah, sports are supposed to be a distraction, and you guys know this as well. I mean, you just what you said. I mean, when I was on the air for 4.5 years, we had things like this that took place, and the argument was always like, well, hey, no one turns on their sports talk radio to listen to people complain about our voice concerns about our society. Like, if I want to do that, I'll listen to CNN or Fox News, or I'll go listen to NPR or something like that. I listen to sports, but I'm sorry, but it has invaded every part of our society. You know, movie theaters are supposed to be a respite from the craziness of life. You're supposed to go see a Marvel movie and watch Thor, watch Doctor Strange, or watch Iron Man, but now you can get shot at a movie theater. And concerts are supposed to be a escape from everything. Go listen to your favorite musician, but you can get shot at a concert. You can get shot anywhere you go. Like I said, we're going to the zoo. We're supposed to have fun with our kids. We're taking them to a dinosaur exhibit on Friday. And I have to be aware of that. Like, sports places, you know, we have not had, knock on wood here, a massive shooting at a sports game. But I mean, if you're sitting there right now, do you think that we're going to avoid that in the next 5 years? Because I think there's a very likelihood that we're going to have something like that happen at some place, an NFL stadium, a college stadium, something like that in the next couple of years, because that's just how this country goes. So I don't know how we can, have a conversation and say like, well, we're just going to, and you guys have a tough job, and I certainly understand, but like, how do you say like, we're just going to focus on sports because we're trying to give people an outlet? Like, an outlet doesn't exist anymore, because it pervades every part of our daily life. And I don't get it. And I know people have really strong opinions about, you know, protecting themselves and the right to a gun and the whole thing. And, you know, and I get it. You know, if you don't have any solutions, if all you do after an event like this is immediately say, well, someone's going to come after my guns, that's the first reaction you have after this. Oh, look out for the left. Oh, look out for Democrats. Oh, look out for the media. Look out for all these people who are going to come after my guns. And that's your first thought after something like this. I mean, give me a break. You're soulless if that's your first thought after something like this. Instead of saying, hey, you know what? We have some restrictions in place. We can drink. We can now smoke marijuana in pretty much every state in this country. We have, you know, a lot of things that we have freedoms to, but we don't have unfettered freedom, right? Because I don't get to just jump behind a car, drink alcohol, and drive whatever I want to do, go 100 miles per hour, right? We have some restrictions in this country to keep the majority of us safe. And I just, as a dad with a little boy and a little girl on the way, my wife and I were talking today, an honest conversation we had about homeschooling, an honest conversation. My kids should be able to go to public school here in Royal Oak, or go to the school that I want to send them to. But we had an honest conversation about homeschooling today. Unbelievable.
Hey, man, listen, you're hitting on so many great points that should not be avoided. I don't care what platform you speak on. This absolutely should be top of mind. You think about, you know, common sense legislation, right? You hear the arguments against it, like, oh, well, you're always going to have the crazies. I mean, you can rationalize away every law, every single law. You say, well, it's not going to stop that crime. It's not going to stop all crime. No law stops all crime. There are laws against murder. We still have murders, right? There are laws against speed. We still have speed. You put the guardrails in place to, as you said, to keep the masses as safe as possible. You don't throw your hands up and say, well, it's because people speed, we're just going to do away with all the speed limits. We don't need any speed limits at all. Are you kidding me? That is a ridiculous argument that is made over and over and over again. Common sense legislation is a part of this, and on multiple levels, to your point, Mike. I mean, that's the other thing. People try to, they try to make it just be about gun control or just make it be about mental health, when it's actually a combination of a lot of things that need to be addressed. But that doesn't mean you don't do it. That doesn't mean you don't do it. Tom, hey, man, more power to you, more power to us. Well, I really don't care about the pushback in this conversation, because we're going to continue to have it.
Well, and one final thing that I'll say on this, Sam, and then if you do, you know, want to take a break or you want to shift, whatever you want to do is up to you guys. But I'll say this is one of the biggest arguments. And I've, you know, before anybody says like, oh, well, I'm not listening to this loony lefty, whatever like that, I have literally voted for both sides. I voted for Republicans. I voted for Democrats. I have a very, you know, I vote for not usually based on party. I vote for who I think is going to be, who's like character, the person that I can see myself like, this is a person that I would follow. This is an inspiration. This is someone who I believes in like their better purpose. And that's how I vote. So I've been all over the place. But one of the biggest arguments that we have in this country is this idea, you know, the whole basis is like national rights versus state rights, and states should be able to determine their own future. You know, that's essentially what the, if you go back to the Constitution, you go back to the early days of the left, the Democrats and Republicans, that's what it all came down to, right? Is states.
Oh, did we lose Mike? We'll get Mike back.
But the people.
Okay, there
you go, Mike. Hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Sorry. So I got a bad headset here. So what I was saying is if a big part of our country is about states' rights versus national rights, and like that every individual should have the right to make a decision, then I actually agree with that. Because when you look at national polls and you look at, like, there's a lot of sensible people out there. I mean, you know, Steve Kerr's comment yesterday that, like, what I think it's 90% of people believe in, like, background checks before you can buy a gun. So if we're gonna tout states' rights, if we're gonna tout like everybody should have the right, then let's just start putting these things on the ballot in each individual state. Right now, abortion is a massive public, you know, political thing being talked about in our country. Well, I'll tell you what, let's put it on the ballot in the state of Michigan, and we can vote as a state of Michigan with all whatever 6 million people that live here. Should you have access to abortion or should you not? Should you have access to an AR-15 rifle or should you not? Like, I'm okay with everybody voting, but I'm not okay with just a couple of, you know, Congress people and senators who are saying like, well, it's essentially their opinion on things, and they're the ones who decide what gets to happen. So let's go back to letting everybody vote. We voted on marijuana. We vote on a lot of things in our state that we should, whether or not should we pass. So let's vote on this. And if our state overwhelmingly says like everybody should have AR-15s and everybody, and we don't need to have background checks, then so be it. I'll move to a state that doesn't say that. But
I hear you.
But let us vote.
Yeah, I think the way it is now, and I wish it wasn't, you know, people, as they prioritize issues, there are issues that affect them more personally than gun violence does or has, right? Issues they find more important that will I think vault a, you know, whatever politician represents them, because at the end of the day, the politicians that are against good, you know, reasonable or common sense gun laws, I actually don't think that they're going rogue, Mike. I don't think that they're just doing what they want to do. I do think they represent a constituency. I think that there are people out there who have those values, where guns are more important than the impact that guns are having in certain aspects of society. Okay, I get that. That what that means to me, though, is that those people who do feel like the gun issue is important, that feel like it is starting to impact more of our lives, because there are a lot of people in this country who have been dealing with gun violence for a long time. You see it in the comment section. Like I tweeted yesterday, somebody said, why don't you care about gun violence in Chicago? Oh, I do. You don't. You don't. I care. You're just paying attention to it now because it's a convenient retort. But it's not like, you know, people who are screaming about Uvalde haven't been talking about Chicago. You just don't pay attention to that. You'll pay attention to this, we think. Or at least maybe enough people will, for it to finally make a difference, for people to sort of change their priorities. You know, maybe in the past, some other issues usurped this one. But that shouldn't be the case anymore. I mean, this should be your issue. This should be everyone's issue at this point, because it's not just Chicago anymore, or Detroit, or Flint. It's kind of everywhere. And so you would think that that would compel a lot of people to move, to act, to do something that is common sense. As common sense as having some protections in place, some natural societal protections in place for kids going to school, or people going to church, or people going to the grocery store, or to the movies, or to a concert. You should be able to do those things and not have to check for the exits, to not look for shifty individuals, to not wonder, where can I run and hide? That is the society we live in now, because we choose to. Will we choose different? Will we finally choose different is the question. You're right. This is the time for a break. We will come back on the other side, and we will get back to the diversionary realm of sports. We will talk Michigan football on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.